Hi, friends. Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and readings. Let's take a few deep breaths before we get started. Please pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today I will be reading from God's Big Picture Bible Storybook by N.T. Wright. Our story today is called Jesus Teaches People About God from Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Jesus took his disciples up into the hills, and there he taught them about God's kingdom. This is how he began. Blessings on you who are poor in spirit, the kingdom of God will be yours. Blessings on you who mourn, you will be comforted. Blessings on you who are humble and lowly, the earth will be yours. Blessings on you who hunger and thirst for God's justice, you will be satisfied. Blessings on you who are kind and merciful, kindness and mercy will be yours. Blessings on you who are pure in heart, you will see God. Blessing on you peacemakers, you are the children of God. Jesus taught his followers that God loves everyone, and his people should love everyone as well. That means forgiving people, just as God longs to forgive us. God wants people to talk to him as they would talk to a loving father, and they should trust God for everything. Jesus also taught them how to pray. This is the prayer he gave them. Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us the bread we need for today, and forgive us the wrongs we have done as we forgive people who have wronged us. Don't let us fall into temptation, but rescue us from evil. Jesus ended his teaching with a warning. Following his teaching, he said, would be like building a house on rock. Doing anything else would be like building a house on sand. The wind and the rain would knock it down and wash it away. Right now, I'm wondering what it looks like to hunger and thirst for God's justice. Let's end our time together by saying our blessing words. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.